Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, I have my lovely co-host, Jessica Park, in the studio with me. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, you're getting back in the swing of things. I mean, you've put Ruby, it's 3 weeks in a row now, you've left Ruby with somebody else, and you've made it into the studio to host the show
yeah.
with me.
Yeah, I know. I just strapped her to something and, you know, left the house.
I'm just waiting kidding. For like you to put on a papoose or something and just come in and have Ruby just be right there.
Oh, she's a wild card. She'll come in and be all smiles and then she'll just go crazy probably as soon as we go live.
Okay. I'm used to it. My mom was a nanny growing up, so there's babies running
around. Oh, you're going to meet her. So. You're going to have to meet her. I mean, she's the mascot, the Business
exactly.
Radio X mascot.
Well, we have a great show. Again, it's our ISIS special. I love it. Every
month?
It's bi-month.
Yeah,
monthly.
No,
I always get
yeah.
confused if it's bi-monthly or monthly. You keep
it's
me in
monthly.
Track there. So they just put me in front and tell me to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got Kelly Treadway and Bill Good back in the studio with us. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Definitely. And we also, later in the show, we'll be talking with Edwin Lashley with a legendary event. But first, tell us what's going on with ISIS.
Oh, hi, everyone. It's nice to be back. Well, we're excited that we're here again as part of the ISIS show. For those of you who don't know, or those listeners that don't know, our theme this year is Let's Connect.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a perfect opportunity for us to showcase what members are doing and how ISIS affects their personal, their career advancement, and also their business. So we've been busy this year. I'm president for the chapter, and I'm the 2013-14 chapter. I roll off in June, so I'm in my last three months of that.
Okay.
So I've been busy with that, and then Event Curious, my company, which I started last December, has been very busy since the last time I was here.
Well, it's because you're part of ISIS too, so you just have all those referral bases.
It is. It's I would say 75% of my business is based on ISIS.
Okay.
From referrals, so.
Awesome.
We're doing great. We are, last time I was here, our clients were based in Atlanta, and we're now in Chicago and Texas and Alabama and Georgia. So we're growing.
All right. So how is that? You started your new business. It's still a young business. How's that experience been for you, really?
Interesting. And exciting and tiring and, oh my goodness, so many different words. Things that I thought were going to be easy or have been hard, and things that I thought would be difficult have been easy. But it's I think probably the most interesting thing has been growing so fast and adding writers and adding graphics staff and the whole human resources part of the business. That's something that I didn't come to the table with those skills. So that's been new and exciting to learn.
Well, let's talk about that. So you have a company, you're focused on growing, you're focused on the clients, but then you have to hire the right people. That seems like a difficult process to me. I wouldn't be
exactly.
able to do that. I wouldn't want to hire people because you have to put them through and they're all cookie cutter and they're like, oh, this is my resume and they all look alike. And how do you do that?
Exactly. In our, my company, we specialize in special events.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that writes for us or even designs for us, they have to have an understanding of the ebb and the flow of
yeah.
how special events runs. And not everyone can write about that. It's a niche.
Do you have like one of those special tests? Like they come in the room, there's like a piece of paper on the ground, and if they pick it up and put it in the trash, that like they get them to the next round? Or?
No, but I love that.
We used to do that in the restaurant. We'd drop napkins on the floor, and the server that didn't pick it up would be like, "All right, you get the slow section tonight, buddy."
I love that.
I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
definitely. And Google has, if you go online and like search for Google questions for answers and stuff, you'll have the most interesting thing. They'll be like, well, how do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Exactly.
And there's actually a right answer. I don't know.
Exactly. So. I read an article recently that now one of the top questions in the interview process is tell me a joke.
Oh, man.
Like all employers are using that now. Which
Whoa.
I know. I would be lost.
I have jokes, so I'm not worried, but that would be terrible.
I don't know. That would just throw me off. It'd be like your face. Let's see how that goes. All right. Well,
don't quit your job.
right.
So, all right. We also have Bill in the studio again with us. He came back, and he's going to help us co-host today, I believe. So.
Yes, absolutely.
So, welcome back. What's going on with ISIS for you since we last talked a month ago?
Well, we're preparing for our next big event, which is going to be Infusion. And Infusion is one of the big chapter fundraisers that we do every year, and we put the money back into education for the chapter members. And part of what that will get you is scholarships to some of our big conferences. Mm-hmm. Also, we are offering a program where if you take and pass the CSEP,
which is really difficult to do, I always like to point that out.
Certified mm-hmm. Special Event Professional. Mm-hmm. It gives you a really big moniker in the industry, and it's not just an ISIS thing, but it is a special events.
Yeah, it's an industry standard. It's becoming.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what we will do is reimburse half of the cost of that test, which it is quite pricey, so that makes it very affordable for our ISIS members.
Well, and also you brought up the education part, and aren't there certain things you have to do, like qualifications you have to meet before you can take the test also?
Yes. There is a myriad of things that you need to go through. There's publications about it. And I would say go to ISIS.com because we do have a lot of that stuff listed out there as far as the specifics go.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of your events, too, will meet some of those requirements. So they go to a fun event, and they also get to get credit towards that certification.
Absolutely.
Look at me. I listen.
I know. I'm impressed, Kevin. He's going to be CSEP certified any minute now.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's going to come through the headphones right into his brain and stick.
It is. That would be a selling point right there. Come on the radio, just have an hour-long or 30-long interview, and then afterwards you're going to ace the test. So there, we'll just...
A boot camp.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about this event coming up.
Okay, well, this year we always have a different theme for Infusion, and this year we've got just the coolest location I think we've had for a meeting in quite some time. It's going to be at Black Lab Automotive, and I need to stop right there. We're not in an auto parts shop. We're not in a garage.
That's what I thought.
What it is if you watch anything on, I forget the guy's name, Richard Rawlings. But if you are into old cars or cars being used as art, he actually takes old cars and turns them into pieces of furniture, artwork, and items that you can rent or use at events.
That's awesome. So is he going to be auctioning any of these off? Are they going to be for sale at the event? You can buy them?
He will have some for sale. He also rents these as well. Mm-hmm. So
for a cool wedding, if you're a car enthusiast or something, that'd be awesome.
Yes. And our theme this year is Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. So it ties right in with a very cool vibe of cars, automotive, the feel-good time of just traveling down America's highways when you didn't have a care in the world. 70-mile-an-hour speed limits were not quite there yet, and you just had a whole lot of Americana that takes you back and just makes you think, wow.
All right, so what's the event going to be like? People go in. It's in a really cool venue. There's cool stuff for sale. You get to view something. How's the food going to be? What are they going to learn?
Well, one of the things we do at Infusion is we bring in several different caterers, and they each have their special signature dish, and they're competing against each other, you know, on appearance, on the type of food, and just so what they are going to be doing is really trying very hard to stand out from the crowd and be very unique as to what they offer people. So you can come in and just, you may have a hot dog stand in one corner. You may go right around to the dessert dishes, and it's just everything in between.
Well, that sounds difficult. You must need judges. So I'm available if you need me. How is this thing judged? Is it done by public opinion, or how does somebody win or not win?
Well, what happens is when people check into the event, they are given a slip and certain criteria on the slip, and they just go around and check off what they like, put it in a certain box, and then at the end of the night, we tally up the votes, and based on certain things, caterers win prizes.
Jessica, I think you, me, Ruby, and Zach need to go to this.
Oh, absolutely.
That'll be a lot of fun.
It would be.
So that's awesome. How do you guys plan these events? That's a really unique event, and again, I mention this all the time. It's got to be really high pressure making events for event
professionals. Yeah, it's got
to
be.
They're gonna judge it, and they're gonna, if they come to it and they're like, well, I could have done a better job, then that's gonna look bad on you guys. But you guys always do a fabulous job. So
right, and we reinvent ourselves every month because we're only as good as the last event that we've done for people.
It's a great committee, though. The Programs and Education Committee is made up of about 15 different people on the board, and also event professionals that are on the board, and then also just committee members. So they work very hard to find unique vendors and unique ideas that they can bring in, and there's some hardworking folks every month.
I can definitely tell. I would have never thought to have all the caterers come in and then sort of get ranked on that. And this is huge for the caterers, too, because they want to be there, and they're going to get positive feedback or negative feedback. It's going to help them sort of fix their product or make it better. So it's a good environment. It's not like a hateful. People aren't going to go. It's not going to be like Ramsey yelling at them, being like, man, your stuff's awful, terrible. Right. So,
right. Seems like I just wanted to mention that this year we have presenting sponsors for for this event. It's Peachtree Tents and Events, and then their sister company, yeah. Collection, which is Event Furniture Rentals that they just opened. So we're very excited to have them on board and have that presenting sponsor title.
Okay, you can say all the sponsors too if awesome. You'd like. So
the okay, I'll mention the caterers. We have Hugo's, we have Dogwood Catering, we have Boca de Beppo, we have Phenomenal Food, Raising the Bar, and also Talk of the Town. And then some of our other sponsors are Let's Celebrate, 918 Events, Julianne Photography, Black Lab Auto, Atlanta Tyco. I don't know if you guys have heard Tyco. They're the entertainment that are coming in. I think it's like a drum and dance section. It's like a huge group of performers, which will be fun. And so that just names a few. I know that there are a few more, and they're being added every day, but it's going to be a great event. It's exciting.
All right. Well, it sounds like a fun event. I know a lot of people are going to go. Is there an education component to this event?
For this one.
This is just one of the fun ones. Come, drink, be merry, eat really good food, and then judge people on it.
And a silent auction. The fundraiser is the silent auction part, and so there'll be about 55 different auction items from as small as gift cards for things all the way up to out-of-town hotel and restaurant, hotel stays and restaurant gift certificates.
And what's the cost of this event? Can anyone come? Is it members only, or how does that work?
It is open to everyone. There is a member rate, and I want to say the member rate's $35 in advance. That ends on Monday at noon, and then guest rate in advance is $45.
Okay.
And then it's open at the door. There will be at-door tickets available, and it's $75 at the door.
That is a huge jump. So they're going to what's the date again so people can buy tickets in advance?
It is April 8th.
April 8th. So you guys still have time. Buy tickets in advance, become a member of ISIS, and then buy tickets, and you're going to get a lot of benefits there. So that sounds like about it. Is it all you can eat too, or are there going to be?
It is. Yeah, there'll be. I think there's five different caterers and open bar. Open
and raising
food.
The bar. That's a bar service, right?
That is a bar service.
So yes. You can't go anywhere and spend $35 and have as much to drink as you want, as much to eat from these good catering services for $35.
And network. You're networking with the best of the best in the industry. So
exactly. Well, that sounds like a blast. Well, you guys also brought a member of ISIS with you guys today for us to talk to. You brought Edwin Lashley, and he's with Tony Conway's A Legendary Event. We love Tony. We've interviewed him before.
Yeah.
But Edwin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So but I had to cut you off before we started the show because you started this epic journey of how you got to where you are now. And now I want our listeners to hear because it sounds like it's a very cool sort of serendipitous kind of things that went on that led you to the point in your life.
Yeah,
I can't see him using serendipitous to describe anything. Just
that's my word of the day. I had it right here up on the screen. So
I've discovered that things come full circle quite a lot.
Yeah.
So a brief background on me is that I got a degree in fine art from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago in photography and sculpture and background in color theory. When I was in school, I started catering. Ended up working with one of the premier caterers in Chicago, became their beverage director. And then in 1995, I moved to Atlanta and started working for Tim Lundy, CSEP.
Oh, we
love Tim. We do. He's great.
And so that's when I found out about ISIS. And in 96, I joined, and I spent 7 years on the board of ISIS, from treasurer to I can't even remember now. But I also ended up chairing the Alley Awards in 2003. And very much moved on to international after that, served 2 years on the International Communications Committee, and was very involved in the production up until 2005 when I moved to California. And I was co-chair of Event World at the time, which is now called ISIS Live, which is the overall international conference, annual conference. And I have known Tony Conway since 96 when I was here, when he was still with the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead, and remember when they started the company back in 97. So A Legendary Event is an off-premise catering company, and they grew into having their own in-house floral and design department. So I am now assistant creative director working with alongside Steve Welsh, our creative director. And we head up the entire design department from coming up and helping salespeople conceptualize how to create certain things, as well as produce and design props that we use on a regular basis. So it's it's full circle, I mean, that I got a degree in fine arts, been so much in food service, and now here I am doing what I love to do.
Doing what you love
well,
to
I'm,
do.
I'm glad the degree finally paid off, the long road. So.
And also, not to mention that after, in 1998, I started my own company called Metallic Design Studio, which did custom metal fabrication. I created candelabra props. I started out that, but I utilized ISIS as a springboard for my company mm-hmm. with all of the networking and people that I met. And eventually, well, pretty quickly, moved right on to international, and that really helped me grow the company across the nation very quickly.
Yeah,
definitely. Well,
and I was just going to say that Legendary is actually one of my clients at the time, so that's another very kind of bizarre thing that here I am
everything
seeing things that I've made for them.
You're doing fabrication work for them back then? Or
yes, absolutely. Yeah. Made a giant boardroom table for them that we still have in our design conference room, mm-hmm. As well as a lot of different props. And I invented a product called the Metallic Vertical Buffet, which they were actually one that helped me pioneer this whole thing and launch it.
Okay. Well, I think you brought up a really important point. When you're starting your company, it's tough enough starting a company and funding it, coming up with the idea, and then having someone like ISIS that can help you with all the stuff you don't know and all the scar tissue that you don't want to build up, that's a huge element. But you're focused on so many things, it's hard to really go with that. So that's a huge part of that.
ISIS is really an incredible journey. I have to say, like I would say to anyone who has any curiosity, I've had so many people ask me over the years, well, why do you get involved? Why do you do so much that you do? And as everyone else does, you get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of unsuspecting surprises that come along with benefits and learnings and experiences. I have made so many friends over the years that I really consider them family. Mm-hmm. It's just really incredible how much people bond. And especially what's really important about ISIS and really why it was formed is because the bottom line in production and special events is teamwork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you need to rely on the team. So the reliability of the people that you have around you and the relationships you build to have integrity, to follow through, to everybody knowing that everybody is reliant upon everyone else's job. So it's a great family.
Yeah.
And it's worldwide.
But there's so many different other things that you can learn, too. So someone could say, oh, well, I have this intention. I want to go and I want to learn this. And maybe you will or won't, mm-hmm. but you will find a myriad of other things that you do learn mm-hmm. and that are experiences that open doors that, you know, can change your life.
Yeah.
Wow. So what advice would you give, because your story is really inspirational, what advice would you give to someone that has a fine art degree and they want to be a fine artist, and you got the degree, and then you sort of took the opportunities as they came, and you formed that into getting back to your passion. A lot of people give up, or they get there and they're like, well, there's no money in fine art. I can't do this. It was a horrible decision, and now I'm barbacking for the rest of my life.
I guess my immediate response to that is that to always allow things to change and keep your mind open to that. When you get too fixated on what you want to do or too much of your desire, you might be stifling other things that are coming along. Example, when I graduated from the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, I was halfway through a sculpture in metal, and I asked if I could maybe rent shop time during the summer to finish this? And they're like, you have your diploma. Bye-bye. And so that was that. That it literally, my metalworking ended and up until 1996 when I started meddling around with it again, not to know that a year and a half later, oh, wow, I'm starting a company with this. That then is 10 years of my life. And so a lot of people associate me with metal because of this. But it's not that I don't do that anymore. I'm still doing that type of craft and work. But it's more fascinating to me of the other things that I didn't really intend to go out and mm-hmm. become or learn, that those things. And then I guess the older, more experience I get, and especially in this industry, every single thing I've done has become a tool or value to what I do now.
Yeah,
and it's so the cumulativeness of what you can learn. You may think, oh, well, you know, it's just a bartender. You know, that's not really going to take me anywhere. Well, you never really know how things will develop and what kind of things you'll learn out of a certain experience.
Definitely. Well, I love that. Open to Change. That's going to be the name of your book once you write it. So, so let's dig into a legendary event. You sort of got their ground floor. You saw how they evolved because they were a client of yours first, then you got in with them. Ground floor, now they've become more of a one-stop shop. Just tell me about that evolution. And
It started out with three partners, Tony Conway, Kendall Collier, and Teresa Day. And Tony assumed the entire ownership somewhere around 99, I believe. Don't remember exactly. So it evolved. They grew. Tony has a tremendous reputation. He's such a visionary and an icon in the industry. Recently won Dale Humanitarian Award, if I believe, if I'm correct about that. In any case, Tony is the vision behind the company. He establishes a very high demand of execution on the quality of the service, the food, the product, the floral, the entire look. And we uphold our professionalism in that, so we find the talent and get the people in that can really, you know, express this type of thing. The growth of it, it's an astoundingly large place, and it's incredible how big Tony has created this company. I really love being a part of the creative process, as it were, when it comes to coming up with innovative ideas. So, you know, looking at what other people are doing, taking ideas, but even as I heard David Merrill speak up in Nashville at the special event, when he was saying that you look at all kinds of things for inspiration. You can just be flipping through a magazine. You see something, it'll just give you an idea. But then to take the mechanics of everything of how the event goes together and continually, so it's not trying to be the cutting edge, it's just letting it happen and finding the inspiration that sort of creates a flow. And that's what really creates a lot of excitement. And then the dramatic effect of getting it done.
Yeah.
I love that.
We hosted the Alley Awards last year. And I remember Tony Conway coming up was when I got like the most fluttered on the radio.
She got so giddy. She couldn't talk. You'd think it was like a 13-year-old with Justin Bieber or something.
I know, and Tim Lundy, both, yes. Because they're just both supremely talented. They've been in the industry for so long, and they're
like the Gandalfs
to learn
of the
from.
Industry.
They are. They're the Gandalfs of the industry.
And I would
hilarious.
Also say that to those, especially new people that go to meetings or, you know, don't be shy of some of these really major players. They're very friendly
they
people.
Are.
They're very
yeah.
open. They're very loving. And they really care to share their knowledge and help people grow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just really glad to have formulated a great relationship with Tony, as well as Steve Welsh, who I just think the world of. He's an incredibly talented guy. Mm-hmm. And we complement each other very, very well. So it's really just it's great when you have a wonderful – it's another thing that I've always said. It's not what I do. It's who I work for with.
Definitely. Yeah.
The people really, some people can make me hate what I love to do.
Right. Yeah.
Well, as you really said, the event industry is very unique in the aspect that everyone is very collaborative and there's so much work to go around. Everyone wants to help everyone. It's always a win-win scenario. It's not, well, you do the same thing I do, so I'm not going to help grow your business because you're competition. It's counterintuitive to most businesses.
Well, that is another key word is competition. Some people get very defensive about that, and I like to choose the word inclusive over exclusive. I believe that I remember back when I was doing a lot of custom props for people around here, and some clients would say, hey, this design that we're working on, I really don't want you to share it with anyone else. I really want this to be my thing. And the truth is that that's what everybody wanted. So you don't need to worry about that because everybody really wants to have an individual expression. So to use another ISIS icon, Julia Rutherford Silvers, CSEP, she even wrote a book, I believe it was titled Adopt and Adapt. So it's don't let the fear get in the way of someone stealing your ideas or designs or thoughts, or that you're stealing from them. The concept is to share knowledge. Mm-hmm. And then what someone does with that knowledge and expression is what makes it individual.
Definitely. And as you pointed out, if you get certified, you say your name and then you say the certification afterward. That's how unique it is.
Sound effects go off.
Exactly.
Like, just sets you apart right there.
So, Edwin, you were talking earlier, and we talked about it earlier in the show with Kelly about sort of HR, and you said you got to hire the right people. What advice would you have just to anyone? How do you find those right people? There's so many people out there, like we were talking about it. How do you guys do it?
Well, sometimes you have to look at certain skill bases that match. I mean, I think you should always look at your employees and see how they best match their position, or if you should consider giving them another position that would be a better match for them. But also, I think sometimes, and you know, even on the level of hiring wait staff, for example, sometimes having someone who is complete veteran and totally trained is just not quite as great an opportunity as having someone who is fairly fresh but has the right attitude and the right mentality towards it.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. When the restaurant I worked in for many years, we always preferred people that didn't have experience because our restaurant was different than any other restaurant. It didn't really aid them to have had lots of experience in the industry because we did everything so differently.
I would say that the other thing on the other side of it is not just hiring to have the expectations that they're going to fill every vision that you intended, but to think about training.
Right.
And I feel that could be implemented a little more in detail all across the board.
Yeah.
Not even just in our own industry, but having the training to be able to communicate what you expect out of your staff to be able to then get them to actually be able to effectively perform it.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, what's next for you guys? What are you guys planning for 2014? What are you guys going to be out there doing?
Goodness.
That's a loaded question.
I seem to never know. It's like a fog in the near future as things
you
gel.
You just live in the now.
Ideas.
He's a very, very present person.
You get very driven to live in the now and be very comfortable with it as changes get made on a daily basis. We are coming up with new concepts as far as we have some whole new acrylic lit bars that I designed and to really, you know, make some things a little more exciting and cutting edge. Mm-hmm. We are doing some very giant things. We've been doing a lot of, like, installs into ceilings with mechanics that help fly things up in the air to create a really dramatic effect. So sort of bigger, bolder. I would say that even things that I see happening in the future are oversized item. Makes me think of the artist Klaus Oldenburg, where you have a toothbrush that's, you know, seven stories tall. Things that are sort of out of proportion of what we normally experience, I think, creates a lot of drama.
Well, I like what you mentioned earlier in the show and what you guys do. You're so forward-thinking that you'll try something and you'll pivot if it doesn't work, but that's how you guys have stayed ahead and been an industry leader, is because you're not scared to say, if someone said, oh, let's try having a giant hairbrush that's three stories tall at this person like for an event, you'll try it and you'll get feedback and you're like, oh, that didn't work how we thought. Let's pivot on that idea.
Sure, and I always believe in prototyping things, but it's a matter of having the confidence in knowing certain mechanics, how things are going to work, to be able to then set some parameters and quickly understand, is this achievable? And then, of course, looking at the budget, is that achievable? But a lot of things, with spending a little time getting creative, you can find resolutions to things that look like they're impossible. And they look like they're impossible at the event, too. So, it's not giving up. And it's constantly and I just get fired up by that. I get fueled by somebody. They tell me something, and I practically can't concentrate on anything the rest of the day because it's just milling through my mind about how can we do this? How can we make this? How can we make it better, stronger, easy to load? There's so many logistics that some people don't realize about furniture and other giant props that we make is – is it going to fit in the elevator?
Right.
Will it fit in the space? Can you get it in the truck?
Mm-hmm.
Will it break apart when you
put
it in the truck?
How many employees am I going to have on site?
Exactly. So there's so many different factors in designing that I would say that, you know, the more organized you are, the less improvising you have to do. That really goes across the board. But really trying to take the time in event planning to detail out the vision of the thoughts of how things could happen or how they could go wrong, and sort of make your plans accordingly so that you're averting accidents or unforeseen issues.
I love that.
And plans A through D.
And be satisfied with about a 75% success rate.
Well, yeah. When I used to do film, we always had the motto, if it could go wrong, it was going to go wrong.
And so, in the events industry as well, you had to have...
Definitely.
You have to be able to troubleshoot, for sure.
So there's a level of confidence in knowing that you can pull something off. And if you... you know, so taking risks is a great thing on a creative standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Always knowing that what you commit to, you will achieve. You will pull it off because overstepping what your comfort zone is and taking on something and then dropping the ball, potentially affecting your other fellow vendors and so forth. not to mention the client, can be a real disaster for your company and your reputation. So, you know, taking the time to think things through before you act on them is, yeah. is well, something I would suggest.
Well, even more so in the day of social media, when if I have a negative experience or something goes wrong, it takes me half a second to comment on it and send it out to the world. So it doesn't even give them a chance anymore to make it right. Because normally it would be, well, you make a mistake, you get ahead of it, you make it right. But people are so just snap judgment that it really can affect you horribly.
Another factor is that this industry is constantly in flux due to the economy and other things that sort of provide times of abundance in event and freedom. And other times when you have to get very creative on how to stay alive with how the process works on that tight range.
Okay, perfect. Well, how do our listeners reach out and look at what you guys do and hire you?
I very much suggest to visit to get an understanding of what a legendary event is about at www.legendaryevents.com.
Well, that's a pretty easy one right there to remember. So, well, thank you so much for being on. It was great information. Thanks for telling us more about ISIS, and we're so glad to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much, and I encourage anyone who is interested in ISIS to pursue it.
Definitely. Well, Bill and Kelly, tell us how people can reach out, join ISIS. Let's go back over the events and anything else you guys want to talk about.
I did want to mention one last thing. Edwin brought up ISIS Live, which is the international conference for the creative event professional, the international conference. And that is in August 18th through 20th. The website is now live and registration is now open. And go out there and visit that website. It's isislive.com. And Event Curious is a sponsor for that this year. We
yes.
built that website. So
well,
we're excited
how do we,
to.
How do we go to Event Curious? Is it eventcurious.com?
It is, eventcurious.com. And then we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. So.
Perfect. All right, Bill.
All righty.
Well, also tell us about your company and just how they reach out to them. I know we touched on it last week, but I always like to get that out there.
Sure thing. The DJ company is acwmusic.com. That's short for A Celebration with Music. And then on the video side, we have the big inflatable screens. That's Peachy's Portable Drive-In. And that website is peachy's.biz, B-I-Z.
And people are hiring him left and right so they can show Frozen. So yes. Hurry. He's been booked out fast. So
it goes quick this time of the year.
Definitely. Well, Frozen it's like the 13th most earning movie of all time. It just passed The Dark Knight. So.
Oh, wow.
I know. Who would have thunk it? Well, awesome. Well, thanks everyone for coming on. It's been a great show.
Thank you.
Jessica, how's your Aventrepreneurs group going? I know you've been on baby watch, but...
Yeah, I have. It's good. It's good.
I always bring it up as just tradition. So.
I know. You like to say it. It just flows. Aventrepreneurs. Yes.
Exactly.
There are lots of them in Atlanta, and there are lots in the group. So.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park, our guest today, and ISIS, our sponsor, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.